So we're speaking here on the light body. Realizing the light body. Inheriting the light body. What is the light body all about? Praise God. We know what happened to Elisha and Elijah. Elisha had followed his master Elijah all the way across the Jordan. See, where he was able to behold that spectacular, catching up, translation of his master Elijah. Elijah was taken up into heaven. He did not taste death. He was swallowed up in a company of chariots of fire, fiery horsemen. And when Elisha saw this great spectacle, he cried out, "My father, my father, my father, the chariot and the horsemen of Israel." Praise God. And I tell you, Elijah was swallowed up, he was taken up into that company of fiery messengers of God. Isn't it written that he makes his ministers a flame of fire? He makes his angels, spirit, and his ministers flame of fire. These words are interchangeable. God's ministers are angels. Angels are ministers. The fire in the spiritual term is spirit. Spirit is fire. Praise God. We are glorified. Our glorification is from being, the sense of being carnal, natural, into that which is spiritual and celestial. That is why Jesus Christ says you must be born again. Because flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit. Flesh cannot inherit God's kingdom. That which inherits God's kingdom is spirit. There must be a rebirth. Praise God. And the rebirth occurs in our minds. There's a change in consciousness, in the way we perceive things, in the way we perceive ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what the whole translation is all about. Being transformed from that which is earthly to that which is celestial. Paul says that we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. It's something that occurs right now as we follow the Lord in the regeneration, as we follow the leading voice of the Spirit. Praise God. Now the Lord, which is the lamp of God, the anointing within us, the inner voice, guides us out of the earthly chaotic realm where corruption reigns. Guides us into the everlasting hills of God, which is the spiritual realm. Those who stand upon Mount Zion are spiritually minded people. Hallelujah. A spiritual generation, not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot stand upon Mount Zion. That is why when John saw in the book of Revelation, he saw those who are redeemed from the earth. They were redeemed from the earth. It is recorded that they stood upon Mount Zion having the name of the Father written on their foreheads, meaning that they had the same mindset with the Father. They had aligned themselves with the mind of God. Hallelujah. With the same mind of God. And I tell you, the mind of God is what? It's spiritual. God does not perceive things the way men in the natural perceive things. He has an elevated spiritual view of the creation. Praise God. Those who will stand there walking in the nature of the Father. And Jesus Christ says it clearly that those who will worship the Father, will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Flesh and blood cannot worship the Father. Spirit worships the Father. Spirit is known of God. Spirit is acceptable of God. Hallelujah. So we see the translation of Elijah is something that will occur in every man. Elijah put on the light body. The light body is the spiritual body. Praise God. He was quickened and taken up so that he did not taste death. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a path unto life. There is a way unto life which is upwards, which the Lord has consecrated for his people in this hour. Pray God. These are great, great mysteries, secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. People have always been looking for a way to escape death. I tell you, the whole key is given to us today by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's giving us the keys of hell and death so that we can escape hell, the corruption that is down there, everything that has got to do with death, because the death is the enemy of God. Death has got nothing to do with God. Death means absence from God. And we know that by the gospel, we have reconciliation with God. We are reconciled with God. We are reconciled with life. We are reconciled with that eternal life. That thing that we lost momentarily in the darkness of this age. Praise God. Now we also know by revelation that even before Elijah was taken up in that cloud, in that company of fiery messengers of God, he already walked in that company by faith during the days of his ministry. Remember when he was upon the high mountain? When the soldiers, the messengers of Jezebel, were sent to fetch him and to destroy him and to kill him? Praise God, remember how the fire came from heaven to consume them? I tell you, brethren, if your eyes are open, you will discover that these fiery messengers of God are everywhere. But the eyes have to be open. Even the servants of Elijah had asked, "What shall we do?" He was filled with fear when he saw the armies of God. See, but Elijah prayed to God to open the eyes of the servant. And when the eyes were open, he discovered that they were surrounded with this chariot of fire, this fiery horsemen, which are the messengers of God. Praise God. And I tell you, where these messengers of God are, God is always present. They form one body, many members. Praise God. Many messengers, one body, one voice. Wherever they are gathered, God is there in their midst. That is the congregation of the righteous. That is the church of God. That is the body of God. Hallelujah. Then you might be hearing strange things today, but I tell you, you are listening to things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Church is not something just a building that you gather in and all that. No. Church is something that is already there in the spirit. We today are being gathered once more consciously into that gathering in God, which is the church of God. It's a church upon which the gates of hell cannot prevail. Praise God. First of all, we must first of all get the revelation of the light body. Elijah walked in the revelation of the light body. That's why he could do the things he did while he was here on earth. Remember when he ran? When he ran past the horsemen, he ran by foot. Past the horsemen. He ran past them to get to Jerusalem, I think. Why? Because he was walking in the consciousness of the light body. He was walking in the consciousness of the fiery messenger of God in him. Praise God. He could multiply the loaves of bread. He could do the miracles. Why? Because he was walking in the consciousness of the light body. Praise God. At the end of his ministry, he was simply taken into that same company he had worked with by faith. And Elisha took over. Hallelujah. Elisha took over as the messenger of God upon the earth. Praise God. When Elisha beheld that spectacle, there was a transformation in his mind. There was a transformation within him. That is why he rent the garments. Now, all these are spiritual revelations we are receiving here today. God is telling us how to lay hold on the light body. Lay hold on eternal life within you. Lay hold on the Lord's body. Elisha saw this spectacle. He saw as his master was being taken off. He was very vigilant to be able to see that thing. He had just received, you know, that charge that if you can see Elijah being taken up, you shall have the same anointing, even in the double portion of the anointing. That means you shall walk like Elijah. Only on one condition. If you see Elijah being taken up, it means concentration. It means being watchful, being alert. Praise God. We have to be awakened, brethren. Be alert to the spiritual realm. Be alert to the real world. Be alert to the things of the spirit. Because, like you know, we do not look on the things that are seen. We don't look on the things that are present. But we look on the things that are unseen. We look into the invisible. Because therein lies the life that we seek. Therein lies the presence that we so much crave for. It's all there. But there has to be an awakening. There has to be a, you know, watchfulness on the part of the saints. Awake thou that sleepest in the dust. Awake thou that sleep in mortality. And awake to the reality of God's kingdom of light. Praise God. Let's move on. So Elisha saw this thing, and at that moment there was a transformation. He rent his garment, his old garment, which means that he destroyed the old man. The old garment means the old covering, the flesh stained garment, the garment contaminated with flesh. That's the human consciousness. You know, your consciousness is like a robe around you. That is the human consciousness, the old rags, filthy rags. He tore it apart and put on the new consciousness, that robe that was over Elijah, Elijah's master. He took that robe over him. Praise God. And when he took that robe over him, what happens? We see a new man crossing the Jordan and going back to the other side. And when the sons of the prophet saw him, they said, yes, this is not just an ordinary man. This is a new man walking in the spirit of Elijah, the great prophet. They saw the anointing in him. They saw the power in man, you know, radiating from him. They saw a new man. Praise God. I tell you, from that moment, allegorically speaking, Elisha was walking in the revelation of the light body. He went about to do miracles, perform healings. All these things he did because he was walking in the consciousness of a new light body. He was interwoven with the company of the heavenly hosts, the chariots of fire. See, you cannot walk with the chariot of fire except you are fire yourself. You know that, don't you? Can wood walk with fire? Paper work with fire. Praise God. You see this wood down there in the fireplace? You see how they are consumed with fire? The only thing that can stand fire is fire itself. Praise God. In likewise manner, to walk with God. Only spirit can work with God. We must be purely spiritually minded. Flesh and blood has no place in that realm. Oh, hallelujah. We're talking here about the light body. So you see, it was all the miracles was coming out of the light body. Praise God. The light body is interwoven with the body of God. Hallelujah. And whatever that light body is, God is there. That is God's body. The bread. Hallelujah. The healings. The miracles. Everything emanates from that light body. Jesus walked in the consciousness of that light body. That is why he says what? On my own, I can do nothing. All that the works that I do flow from my innermost recess, flow from the light body within me. Because I walk in the consciousness of the light body. Touching me is touching the consciousness I walk in. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You know that Jesus Christ had to be baptized? Jesus Christ was baptized in that same river, Jordan, which signifies death. When Jesus Christ was baptized, he came up, he was covered. The Holy Spirit came into him. He now walked in a new consciousness of light. It was not a Jesus born in a manger anymore. It was now Jesus walking in the revelation of the light body. Hallelujah. It was because he walked in the revelation of the light body that he could walk upon the seas. Because he walked in the revelation of the light body, he could sleep to men who tried to arrest him. They couldn't touch him until the appointed time came. It was because he walked in the consciousness of the light body that he could, you know, multiply the loaves, that he could perform the healings. In fact, at times he could do nothing. They would just simply come to touch him. And they are healed. Why? Because they were touching the light body. Praise God. That is all we need for our light, our consolation, our peace, our joy. Everything a man needs is simply in realizing the light body. Hallelujah. To realize the fiery man of the spirit within you, the Lord's body. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, now let us go deeper into what happened, what transpired as Elisha was beholding the light body. As Elisha was beholding, you know, his master, Elijah being taken off. You know, the Bible says that as we behold him, we are transformed into that image, isn't it? Into that same image that he really is. Have you wondered for one moment why? You notice that at times husband and wife, they tend to look alike. I had a friend who married his wife a couple of years ago, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And I met them just a few days ago, and I observed that the wife was looking like the husband. And I've seen this thing many, many times. Why is it so? It's because there is a conformation as they have union with each other, fellowship with one another, as they become close, united in spirit, there is a tendency for a kind of evolution to occur. See, it's something that you cannot explain, but it occurs so that the woman at times becomes looks like the man, and the man also the woman. Hallelujah. Today we look at our husband Christ. Today, as we behold him, I tell you, if you want to see any physical Christ, you better just forget it. Because you will never see Jesus in the flesh. If you want to see Jesus, you must see Jesus with the eyes of the Spirit. Praise God, your eyes must be open to see the light body of Jesus. Your eyes must be open to see the company of fiery messengers of God. Hallelujah. Because as you are beholding them, you are also beholding yourself. As we behold him, we are transformed into that same image. Hallelujah. The Lord is a spirit, and as we behold him, we are transformed into spirit, even as the Lord is spirit. Our focus must be on him, though, looking unto him, observing him in fellowship and in union, and there is a transformation occurs. Hallelujah. From flesh, from the natural, from that which is weakly, that which is abominable, that which is corruptible, there's a transformation that occurs. Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says, as we behold the Lord, what happens? With the singular, as we hear the trumpet, in the twinkle of an eye, we are transformed. We are translated. It's not one day thing. We are translated in the mind. Praise God. We're going to understand what it means now. Actually, the transformation occurs in the mind. See, it is lifted up from the dust, our consciousness, so that we can begin to realize the inner light body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Up to now, we've always been Christ, but this thing has been lying dormant within man throughout the ages. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, talks about Christ in us. Christ, the glory of God in us. Let's quickly read some verses. Verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? That are lost, or them in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Like, what is Paul saying here? He said they are blinded in their mind, in their consciousness, they are blinded, so that they do not know the mystery of Christ in them. The gospel is simply revealing that which is you, that which is in you. They are blinded by the God of this world, operating through the carnal mind, the wisdom of this age, that blinds man and leads man to a creature of the dust, so that they do not realize the riches in glory that is in them, which is Christ in you. Praise God. Let's go to verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Praise God. Now the light of the gospel today, which is the revelation light, is shining now to reveal the mystery of God hidden in this vessel. See, this vessel is just like this clay vessel. Praise God. Now you don't see what is inside here, do you? It's not hidden. See, men have gone all around looking for solutions to their problems from without, thinking that they can get something outside of the vessel. They try to patch the vessel. They try to renew the vessel. They try to keep the vessel from decaying and from, you know, aging and all that, not knowing the mystery of what is hidden inside them. Praise God. Hallelujah. In this vessel, which is within every man, is the glory of God. Within every man is that light creature of God. The glory of God is Christ in you, your true image. See, the God of this world had hidden this mystery from us, so that we walked with a sense of fear, lack, abandonment, insecurity. All these things we suffer is because we do not know, or we have been alienated from the mystery of the life that is within us, all within our minds. But let the light shine, hallelujah. Let the light shine right now, hallelujah. Let the light dispel the darkness right now, hallelujah. Let the darkness be dispelled by the light of God, the revelation light of God right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Treasure in earthen vessels. Oh, hallelujah. Earthen vessels. If within us there is this treasure, it can never change. It never changes. It is there and will always be there. Hallelujah. No matter the circumstances, no matter what the doctor's report is, hallelujah. No matter what you feel, you know, has happened to you without, the fact that you are the glory of God can never be changed. I will suffer many, many pains and hurts because we do not know the thing that is hidden here. You know, when Adam transgressed, what happens is that Adam lost all consciousness of who he was. He now began to live outside the, you know, through the body of clay. Praise God. And in reality, this body of clay is dust. It's earth, isn't it? It's molded out of earth, out of dust. Is it? That means Adam started to live out of dust. Dust you are, dust you return. He slipped into a consciousness of, he started to live outside the outer body. See, and that time he now became subject to time and to space and to many, many parameters that affect men in this world. But the time has come to break forth by this revelation and enter in and enjoy the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Now we'll move on. Let's quickly go on to verse 5. If you read the later part of Corinthians chapter 4, Paul talks about groaning, bearing the death of Jesus in our body. Hallelujah. Death of Jesus is the death to the old man and living anew by faith according to that which is celestial, according to the revelation of Christ in you. Praise God. Now verse 5, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon, praise God, with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found what? Naked. Hallelujah. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that immortality, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Praise God. Now let us stop there. Let me just read quickly the verse, next two verses, so I will just discuss it. Now he that has wrought us for the self same thing is God, who has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, let's stop here. Now, you can see Paul talks about two states of consciousness. See, there is a state of being in the body, and there is a state of being what? Out of the body. Now, it does not mean to die. Praise God. He talks about the earthly body, the earthly tabernacle. This is a tabernacle. This is the outer tabernacle, the outer layer. See, he was groaning. We groan. See, that this outer be dissolved, amen. Now it doesn't, you don't have to die for this altar to be dissolved. See, this altar can be dissolved in your consciousness as you are watchful, as you remain alert in the spirit, as you exercise your minds, exercise yourself in godliness. Now, exercising your godliness in godliness doesn't mean don't eat, don't drink, don't wear this, don't. That is just religion. Exercising yourself in godliness is having that mind that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. but humble himself unto the death of the cross. It means that exercising yourself in godliness is putting on the mind of God, working as God, working in the revelation of the offspring of God in you. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, it dissolves in our consciousness. Your prayers, your groaning, that kingdom come. All that is that you may realize the inner light body. You cannot live in two bodies. Either you are this body or the other body. Praise God. You can experience this dissolving right now, even as you have the body, the natural body. It's available right now. Praise God. You can walk in the revelation of that light body, in the reality of the light body right now. You don't have to die to experience the light body. The groaning is to experience the light body. And when you experience the light body, you experience also the bountifulness and the beauty and the majesty of God that fill it all in all. Hallelujah. You begin to marvel at how ignorant you have been. You begin to marvel at how everything has been delivered to you and you never even knew. You begin to marvel at how you are richly blessed of God with all things for your pleasure. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. That is what transpired as Elisha was beholding his master being transformed. See, it was dissolving, destroying the outer and bringing to light the inner. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, when we are in the body, when we walk in the consciousness of the outer body, flesh and blood, that is where we are hurt. That is where people can hurt us. That is why people can affect us. That is why situations around us can affect us. That is why you can feel naked. That's why you can feel poverty consciousness. That's why you think you are sick. That's why you think you have cancer. That's why you think you are dying. It's simply because you are not walking in the consciousness of the light body. You are absent from the reality of the Lord's body. Paul says you are absent from the Lord. He says while you are in the body, while you are in the consciousness of the outer, of the natural carnal man, you are absent from the Lord. But today, thank God for the revelation. Thank God for the light that is shining today. Hallelujah. Those who are awake from the dust can realize their oneness with God once more. I and the Father are one. It's realized as you realize the light body. The Father has not left me. It's realized as you realize the light body. All that the Father has is mine. It's realized consciously as you realize the light body. I can never die. I live forever. It's realized as you realize the Lord's body in you. Because you become consciously aware that you do not die. You cannot die. You are eternal in the heavens. Perfect in the heavens. As constant as the stars that shine in the sky. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us wake up, brethren. Let us wake up. Amen. Let us wake up, brethren. Wake up to the reality of what God is saying right now. Hallelujah. Let us wake up to the mystery of the faith that has been freely handed over to the saints in this hour. Hallelujah. Awakening consciously, walking in the Spirit, exercising ourselves in the Spirit, and patiently waiting. Hallelujah. Patiently. Elisha was patient. He had to follow Elijah, his master, all the way. Despite all the temptations, he had to live all without. Are we ready to live all for the knowledge of Christ? Are we able to live all for the glories of this world without? To lay hold on that which is eternal, which is invisible. Hallelujah. Those that will love life, those that will inherit the light body, are those who have divorced themselves from everything that is on the other side of Jordan. We live in a new world. Everything is new. Hallelujah. Praise God. These things are right now possible. Praise God. It's right now possible to realize the light body. You don't have to die. Praise God. Nothing, you don't have to expect Jesus to come from the sky. There's no such thing. It's all within you right now. It's your confession. It's your ability to receive this revelation and walk in it by faith. Right now, walk by faith in the revelation of the light body. Hallelujah. Walk by faith, because you are already that light body. Walk in it day by day. Hallelujah. Day by day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. This is the key to liberation. This is the key to the new heavens and a new earth in which we walk. God bless you. Amen.
And chariot cast in the sea. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord my God, the God of my Father I extol. Cast